Turning now to politics in the U.S., where Barack Obama is leading John McCain by a small margin in most of the major polls. Obama fares even better in Europe. He's up by 52 points in Belgium. But there are some political pundits overseas who aren't as strong on the candidate. Many opinion leaders in the Middle East are skeptical of Barack Obama. It's a topic that Robert Lane Green writes about in The New Republic, and he joins us now. A lot of people say that electing Barack Obama would be a great way to revamp the U.S. image in the Middle East, but as you write, many critics are warning against him. Why is that?
Well, it's true that, first of all, Barack Obama would revamp a lot of America's image around the world, and that does include the Middle East. But what my colleague Josie DeLapp and I looked at in our article is specifically the sort of opinion leaders, the type of people who have a column on an op-ed page in a big newspaper in the Arab world, and how they responded to Barack Obama. And we found on three issues in particular, on Iran and Iraq, and especially on Israel and the Palestinian issue, that they're a lot more skeptical about Barack Obama.
What specifically are their concerns?
Well, first on Iran, I think that's probably the most optimism there, but they are seeing him hedge quite a bit on his position about negotiating with Iran. He said first that he would negotiate without preconditions, and then he made this fine distinction between preconditions and preparations, which seemed to be backing off a little bit. The second one on Iraq is that he seems to have moved from talking about a quick withdrawal to now talking about a cautious and thoughtful withdrawal, which has a lot of Arab commentators thinking that he may not be interested in getting out in all that big of a hurry. But by far the biggest issue and the most emotional one is the question of Israel and the Palestinians, because the speech that he gave to AIPAC, the Jewish lobby here in the United States, was one in which he promised a quote, undivided capital as Jerusalem for the Israelis, and that he re-pledged support, military support for Israel and so forth, basically mainline positions in the United States, but it had Arabs looking at the United States position and Barack Obama's position and saying, what's the difference? Where's the revolution we've been promised?
But as you write, it seems like many Arab analysts put this into context and realize that Barack Obama is running for president, and there are certain groups he needs to appease if he wants to get elected.
Well, they do see that. We're talking about fairly sophisticated analysts of American politics. One of our quoted writers, Raghida Dergham, is a writer for Al Hayat magazine. She's here in New York. She's a regular at the Council on Foreign Relations meetings and so forth. These are people who understand the political constraints that an American candidate faces, but that's just the problem. They look at these constraints and they say, okay, we may have this heroic new figure in Barack Obama, but what's really going to change? You know, a newspaper columnist is almost by definition a professional cynic, and so we're seeing a lot of skeptical, very realistic, beady-eyed assessments of him in that particular class.
What about Senator John McCain? How does he fare with these analysts?
The reaction to McCain is not surprising. Most of the views on him see him as a continuation of George Bush's foreign policy, the issues in which he's bucked George Bush, things like tax cuts and other things like that. Those are domestic issues that don't play as big in the Arab world. But I should point out, and it's interesting, that there's just simply a lot more interest in Obama, period, than there is in John McCain. A couple of just simple metrics. If you Google Obama in Arabic, you'll get about 2 million hits. If you Google McCain in Arabic, you get about 300,000, so about one-sixth or one-seventh as many. There's just a lot more discussion about Obama. There's just a lot more interest, period.
Of course, neither of these candidates are running for office in the Middle East, so to what extent does it really matter, these external opinions about the two candidates?
The hope is that a new president comes in who engenders enough goodwill in the Middle East so that leaders there can feel comfortable making compromises. If the publics are in an uncompromising mood and they're being whipped up by their newspaper columnists, then political leaders there will feel less domestically able to make compromises.
Robert Lane Green is an international correspondent for The Economist. Thank you.
Thank you.